This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The UN Security Council held a private meeting Friday to discuss India's decision to revoke the special status of Jammu and Kashmir, which has led to an escalation in tensions with neighboring Pakistan. Permanent Council member China requested the session on behalf of Pakistan. It's the first time the Council has met on the issue since 1971. Pakistan's UN ambassador, Maliha Lodi, said her country disputes India's claim that the situation is an internal matter.
I think today this meeting nullifies India's claim that Jammu and Kashmir is an internal matter for India. Today the whole world is discussing the occupied state and the situation there.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced plans to subsume the region into India's federal government by revoking Article 370 of the Constitution and downgrading Jammu and Kashmir into two federal territories. A spokeswoman for the New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner says an autopsy concluded that disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein hanged himself. Epstein was found dead in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan last Saturday, triggering investigations into the circumstances of his death. He was 66. Epstein was arrested July 6th and pleaded not guilty to federal charges of sex trafficking involving dozens of underage girls as young as 14. Epstein was already a registered sex offender after pleading guilty in 2008 to Florida state charges of unlawfully paying a teenage girl for sex. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan now says she will not go to Israel, even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's interior minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel yesterday took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The younger brother of Afghan Taliban chief Hibatullah Akhundzada was said to be among at least four people killed in a bomb blast at an Islamic seminary in southwestern Pakistan Friday. Insurgent sources confirmed to VOA that the man, identified as Ahmadullah Akhundzada, was leading Friday afternoon prayer at the seminary's mosque near Quetta when the bomb went off. A senior Pakistani regional police officer told reporters the blast wounded more than 24 worshippers. The improvised explosive device was planted under the chair of the prayer leader, and a timer set it off. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack in a Pakistani province, which has long served as a hiding place for Taliban leaders and fighters. Congolese officials have confirmed the death of at least two new Ebola patients in South Kivu province. The new cases were reported Friday near the city of Bukavu in Congo's Mwenga area near the Rwanda border. The outbreak in Congo has killed more than 1,800 people, but this is the first time in the year-long epidemic that it has spread to South Kivu. Apparently, Greenland is not for sale, not even if you're president of the United States. The Wall Street Journal first reported the news that Donald Trump had discussed the purchase with varying degrees of seriousness. Tina Jorgensen is a nurse living in Greenland.
He could buy anything, I guess, or this is what he thinks he can, but you can't. Sorry. I mean, it's the people, it's the country, it's a culture.
In a statement, Greenland's government said, "We have a good cooperation with the U.S., and we see it as an expression of greater interest in investing in our country and the possibilities we offer. Of course, Greenland is not for sale." The White House has not commented on a VOA query about the issue. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.